Weekday Wake Up, SBI Radio, Swift 98, and The Spur. CEO of Star Valley Health is with us now today. Bren Lowe joining us over the phone. Good morning, Bren. Appreciate your time. First off, before we get into it, I just want to give a shout out to you and the entire staff at Star Valley Health and for everything that everybody has done during this situation.
Well, thank you, Duke. We have an incredible team here at Star Valley Health, and I can't applaud them enough for the work that they're doing to make sure that we are prepared to care for this community.
Well, of course, being prepared has been coming for a long time. And last week, we have seen the local cases come into the community. The first one announced on Thursday, and since then, there's been a handful more cases. Brett, if you could just give us an update on where things currently stand as far as coronavirus, COVID-19, the risk to the community, and maybe just an overview of where things are at.
Yeah, you know, as of today, we're at four positively confirmed cases in Star Valley. All those cases came from outside of the valley, so those individuals were either working or traveling to another county and then picked that up, but they do live in the county. So none of those cases were transmitted from person to person within the valley.
We hear the term community spread quite often. So what you're saying then is that there does not appear, even with the new cases, there does not appear to be community spread at this time.
Yeah, there's no evidence that that's been transmitted within the community. So, you know, a person that brought it to the valley did not transmit it to another person that lives in the valley.
Now, Bren, just to clarify, these are cases that have been confirmed by testing. So there may be other cases out there that maybe the patient didn't qualify for testing, didn't need to be tested, that they possibly could have COVID-19, but it just isn't confirmed by testing. But still the case, whenever anyone calls Star Valley Health and asks and talks about their symptoms, they're still asked to stay at home just to be safe, correct?
Yeah, that's likely the case. You know, given the shortage of supplies and specifically lab reagents at this time, the state lab has a criteria for who gets tested, and that's based on risk factors, age, high-risk conditions, and then also if they're a critical infrastructure worker. And so those that are symptomatic, if healthy, in large part would be asked to isolate at home rather than get tested. But it's important to call the hotline at 885-5008 to discuss your symptoms and status with a nurse.
Bren Lowe, CEO at Star Valley Health, joining us this morning on a Health Topics Tuesday on SBI. Of course, there's so many unanswered questions. We've never done this before. We're still trying to figure out a lot about this virus. But the current orders and, you know, social distancing and business closures go through the month of April. When you work with public health officials and government officials, what are the projections like right now? Of course, there's always the hope that it's going to be over by April, but projections-wise, when do you expect this to peak in our local community, and when can we start expecting that curve to start going down again?
Yeah, you know, of course, those projections are not with complete certainty, because the mitigation strategies that we're putting into place hopefully will curve it even more. But based on public health officials and what we're seeing out for the cases in Wyoming, you know, we're supposed to peak for our number of cases really at the very end of April or beginning of May, actually. And so it's likely to not peak until we get through the month of April. But since we have cases now in the valley, those mitigation strategies of social distancing, the new CDC guidelines that came out yesterday around wearing a mask in public, those are even more important because we really do not want community transmission or spread.
Bren Lowe, CEO of Star Valley Health, with us this morning, Health Topics Tuesday. Bren, anything else that we missed that you'd like to mention today?
You know, we're in control of the situation as far as if you look at the progression of the virus. You know, it went from Wuhan, China to Star Valley in 2.5 months. And so the only control that we have currently is to make sure we're following those mitigation strategies. So again, it's extremely important to wash your hands, the social distancing, wearing a mask in public, and really reduce your exposure and travel within the valley.
That's Brent Lowe, CEO at Star Valley Health on Health Topics Tuesday on SVI.